910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel warning it will launch a ground incursion into Rafah. More than 1.4 million Palestinian refugees are in the southern Gaza city. On ABC's This Week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked where they'll go.
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there, but we are working out a detailed plan to do so.
$14 billion in U.S. military aid for Israel's war with Hamas, part of a $95.3 billion military aid package the Senate will discuss passing when they convene at noon today. The NTSB and FAA now investigating after a helicopter went down along the California-Nevada border south-southwest of Las Vegas. All six on board, including the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, were killed. This week, House Republicans are going to try for a second time to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Steve Scalise expected to return to Washington to give them an extra vote. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Moan.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The Center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college basketball, Marquette beat St. John's 86-75. The Golden Eagles have now won seven in a row. Another shocking loss for Wisconsin, this time to Rutgers, who beat them by 22 points, 78-56. Great defense by the Scarlet Knights. The Badgers now with a four-game losing streak. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where the 49ers are looking to win the Lombardi Trophy for the first time since 1994. Quarterback Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, says...
It's sort of been like the story of my life, you know, sort of being overlooked, you know, throughout high school, not a high recruit or anything, and life sort of repeated itself. I got drafted last.
Chiefs trying to make it back-to-back championships. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think just the opportunity to have a back-to-back championship. I mean, I got close a couple years ago and fell short. So just being able to be back on this stage and just having that opportunity and trying to make sure that we maximize that moment.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This was written by Leo McCarey, who directed An Affair to Remember. Deborah Carr, Cary Grant.
Choosing the person that you want to share your life with is one of the most important decisions any of us makes. Ever. Because when it's wrong, it turns your life to gray. And sometimes you don't even notice until you wake up one morning and realize years have gone by. We both know about that one, Alex. Your friendship has brought glorious technicolor to my life. It's been there even in the darkest of times. And I am the luckiest person alive, that gift. I hope I didn't take it for granted. I think maybe I did. Because sometimes you don't see that the best thing that's ever happened to you is sitting there right under your nose.
Roger Williams at the keyboard.
Love affair has enough punch in it.
Hmm?
Our love affair.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Jimmy.
Because I got a new arrangement on it.
Oh.
Oh, it's a dynamite love song. Just made order for you. I'll play it.
Such fun, we'll be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers, we'll make them forget, from Adam and Eve to scarlet and red. When youth has had its merry flame, we'll spend our remembering to happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love affair?
Here we are. Two very bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us. This lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was everyone. Those famous lovers will make them forget.
From Adam and Eve to Scarlett and Brett.
When youth has had its merry fling, we'll spend our evenings
obsessed with this one woman who wrote me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it?
Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. And I forget why, but oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you'd think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
well, you were right.
She's fine.
And suddenly he goes, I saw the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom. And he looks and he comes out and he looks at her and he kind of just, they know, and then they hug and it's,
oh, that's a chick's movie. I would say so.
What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
I would have sent it to you, but I didn't know your address until today. She wanted you to have it, remember? So, that's the reason I... Goodbye, Terry.
Goodbye, Nikki.
I painted you like that with the shawl. I wish you could have seen it. Kobe said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But, well, there's no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Kobe told me a young woman came into the gallery, and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Kobe to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was... Anyway, I told him to give it to her. Kobe said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart.
me like that.
Why didn't you tell me? If it had to happen to one of us, why did it have to be you?
Oh, it was nobody's fault but my own. I was looking up. It was the nearest thing to heaven. You were there. Oh, darling, don't worry, darling. If you can paint, I can walk. Anything can happen, don't you think?
Yes, darling, yes, yes.
This is my last night, so I would love to sing a song for you that is very close to my heart.
This is Deborah Carr.
Love was born with our first
Leo McCurry doesn't get enough credit for the music he wrote. He used to think about what to do next in his next job as a director, and he'd sit at the keyboard, and his fingers would move over the keys, and he would, but then he would come up with some pretty good stuff, like, well, like that. Here's Tony. A Frank Sinatra hit.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled. Still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. Still, I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
Cyril Ornadell wrote this.
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. A portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her sky above to try and paint a portrait of my love. It would take, I know,
of the Stars. Barbra Streisand, next up.
I'll take romance.
Edie Gourmet.
While my heart is young and eager to fly, I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance. I'll take romance. While my arms are strong and eager for you, I'll give my arms their cue. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want. Real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. Mm-hmm. I'll take a chance, I'll take romance.
Again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land, and we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters, You Folks Out There in Television Land.
Lant.
Lant.
An appropriate number. One and two and... machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters.
I'm sorry that number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills then.
Good. One, and two, and... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One, and two, and... No, that's not it. Thank you so very much. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing Please.
Please. Lend your little ears to my pain.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show.
Thank you. Janet Lennon proves that little sisters can be helpful as she helps big sister Alice get ready for an important date.
Hey, sis, how about giving me a hand or I'll be late for my date?
Okay, I'll do anything for Richard.
Everybody loves a lover. I'm a lover. Everybody loves me anyhow. That's how I feel. Wow, I feel. Vienna, I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves me, yes they do, and I love everybody. Since I fell in love with you,
is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and... Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. If I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dee 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 dee. That's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut eye.
Okay.
Help. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine. Help! Help! Ah.
record for Lawrence Welk, Calcutta.
John! Marcia! John! Marcia! John?
Marcia.
John!
Marcia?
John!
Marcia?
John!
Marcia.
John. John.
Marcia.
Oh, John.
Marcia.
John, Marcia.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John, John.
Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, 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 John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Now sit back and enjoy the show selected especially for public television.
That was Stan Freeberg, and this is the Music of the Star. Lawrence started his career in Kenosha County.
Your host for this Lawrence Welk Show. This program was produced in 1979, the same year Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, Three Mile Island was in the news, and Barbara Mandrell was voted Entertainer of the Year by the Country Music Association. In that year, people were watching Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, The Love Boat, and Fantasy Island. On Broadway, Sandy Duncan starred in the revival of Peter Pan, and Mickey Rooney and Ann Miller were sensational in Sugar Babies. Evita and Sweeney Todd also debuted on Broadway in 1979. Popular music in 79 included YMCA, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond.
Lawrence Welk's first book was called Wonderful, Wonderful, which was an autobiography. It was on the bestseller list for many weeks. He has another book called, believe it or not, A One, A Two, which is, says, Life with My Musical Family. Would you welcome, very charming gentleman, Mr. Lawrence Welk. I think these guys are auditioning just in case things fall apart here. They're ready to...
My theme, Buckles in the Wine.
They got the theme down? How did that start?
One of the things that you have never taught Doc how to do is the opening like this. I'm going to teach it to him before I leave today.
When did you first do the Champagne Bubbles?
Oh, it started at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that we talked about that on the show. Did somebody come up with it, or?
No, I had a style, and we had a very small band. I couldn't afford to hire an arranger. I used to buy stocks and tear them up, you know, and work them up with the little band I had. And when we first played Coast to Coast, a great many people wrote us letters and said that our music was different. They said it reminded them of Champagne. And when so many letters came in along that line, we called it the Champagne Music of Franz Welk. And it stuck.
Boy, has it ever. How many years altogether have you been on television? I remember when you first went on television, I was working out here in the early 50s, and you started from one of the ballrooms, I think, locally.
We started in 51 at KTLA for 4 years, and on July 2nd, 1955, we went coast to coast. We've been on television ever since.
That's a long run.
This is our 20th year.
20 years. Well, you're right up with me.
That moon, or maybe it's that tune playing as we gently sway. Oh, maybe it's the fact that I love you. Can't really say how I got this way. My heart whispers a refrain like bubbles in the wine every time you're close to me. I needn't drink champagne for feeling quite insane. Light me up and sets me free. Someday I may lose you, but no matter how fate may go, apart or together, when I think of tonight, I know I'll hear in this heart of mine music like the pretty bubbles in the wine.
My sponsor, Maddie Rosenhaus, with the J.B. Williams, called me and said, Lawrence, we still believe in you, and if you'd like to go some other route, we'd be very happy to sponsor you. Well, that's a pretty good feeling when you have a sponsor and also an orchestra. All we needed is some television station to carry us. Don Featherston, man that you know very well, sent out a whole bunch of wires, and by the next morning, we had a syndicated show.
And you're seen now, I understand, on more stations than you were when you were actually on
the
network anyway.
A little over 250 stations this year.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. How many people would you reach every week with that? Have you made an estimate?
I would say we reach approximately around 30 million people.
Oh, that's just incredible. Who's been the most influential person in your life? We talked about your beginning back in the Midwest and your folks briefly, but I don't think we've talked about who really has exerted the most influence in your career.
Well, I'm not sure if you could put it down to one person, because what we have is a musical family, and we have a great many people, great many musicians and singers and right-hand people that have been with us 15, 20, 25 years and even more. And it's the strength of the musical family, I think, that has kept us going all these years.
The music of the star will be right back on most of these stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the star. And weather next.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.